58,000 hectares of forest in the Inkompolu River headwaters has been turned into a conservancy. The river is southeast of Revelstoke. It flows south into the beaten arm of Arrow Lake. Another 17,000 hectares in the southern part of the river valley will be protected from forestry activity. The Nature Conservancy of Canada worked with the federal and provincial governments to create this conservancy. Interfor is a forestry company based out of Vancouver. It owned harvesting tenures for parts of the interior rainforest in question. The Nature Conservancy of Canada bought the tenures from Interfor to create the protected area. Richard Klafke is the program director for the Nature Conservancy of Canada for the Canadian Rockies program area. Here's our conversation.
Well, so the Inkompolu River Valley is about 30 kilometers southeast of Revelstoke. For many years, there's been conservation groups focused on the old growth features of the inland temperate rainforest, which is a unique ecosystem sort of from the Northern Rockies down to the border. And there's a massive ancient rainforest in there in some small patches of intact ecosystems. The rivers has bull trout and kokanee. There's rare mosses and lichens that previous researchers have identified. And it's just, really complements the Glacier National Park and the sort of the wilderness coming out of that valley that leads all the way down into the tributary of the Columbia River in the watershed there.
Has this area ever been logged before?
So the lower parts of the valley have been logged in the past. It was part of a tree farm license, and NCC had worked with Interfor to identify, to be able to buy out a portion of their tree farm license. And so that paved the way for the province to engage with local First Nations and create this 75,000 hectare conserved area.
And do you know what, now that this is being announced as a conservancy area, what will be the future? Will it become a provincial park or something like this?
So a BC Parks Conservancy, it protects lands for the biological diversity in this natural environment, for all the social, cultural, and ceremonial uses of First Nations. And so there can be low impact, compatible recreation, and even economic uses there. Things like commercial logging, mining, and high power wouldn't be allowed in there. But the main priority will be for the biodiversity ecosystems and protecting those so that that would be around for the future for all people.
And you mentioned that you bought tenures, the Nature Conservancy of Canada bought tenures from Interfor, a forestry company. Were the negotiations to get to that point, how were those? Was it pretty straightforward, or was it a lot of work to come to the agreement with the forestry company?
It was pretty straightforward. They identified an area that they thought would be ideal for something similar for a conservancy going forward. So it showed that there was a good example of what people can do when you work together. It's the kind of collaboration, solution-oriented projects that inspire other private sector companies maybe to get involved, so that they can, invest in nature. And this is our moment of, a good once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get it right and protect that valley. The headwaters are still fairly intact. It's a rare, precious area that has been identified before that it's now finally be conserved as a BC Park Conservancy.
Now, I understand 3 years ago now in 2020, the province of BC set this aside as a deferral area for the part of the old growth forest plan. Do you think the fact that the province was deferring this from logging anyways helped to make it to get to the point that we're at today?
Well, it definitely built on previous efforts for conservation of the valley, but this 75,000 hectare is quite a bit larger than that, even what was the set aside, the two-year deferral. So while the headwaters has been identified as a pretty unique, globally significant inland temperate rainforest, This conservancy now and the lower third of the valley has other conservation measures built in that will actually provide great connectivity all the way from Beaten Arm into Glacier National Park. And it's just really, it's much larger than just the previous deferral area.
And what First Nations have you been working with?
So several First Nations whose territory includes the Nkampu Valley have been involved, but mostly in consultation with the province. So we are pleased that the province has committed to actively engage with them on the development of a collaborative management framework for the Nkampu Valley. So any nation that identified as the Nkampu being in their traditional territory have been involved in working with the province on a future management framework for the area.
We know it's kind of a tricky time for a town like Revelstoke that has historically relied on logging, and with the old growth deferral process going on, there's less trees for lumber companies to cut down. And then also with the logging that's been going on, there's less trees, and with the pine beetles. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, recognizing the value of conserving this type of old growth instead of cutting it down, what type of precedent do you hope this sets for future policy?
Well, it's hard for me to speak to the future policy of the province of BC and the government, but, you know, there was a socioeconomic analysis done, and Interfor recognized that this is a tricky place to have commercial timber harvest on. So they hadn't logged in there previously for 15 years. So it was an ideal location to set aside a place like this because, you know, the lower ends of the valley have been harvested, and they recognized that the upper end was unique and globally significant. So I think that's a good example of industry coming together with Nature Conservancy Canada and the province and local First Nations to work on a solution that benefits the community and doesn't really impact the commercial part of timber harvest that happens in British Columbia.
Richard Klafke is with the Nature Conservancy of Canada. I spoke with him over the phone from Invermere. Reporting for Stoke FM in Maple Lake, I'm Megan Dooling.